Has anybody got a match? Thanks. Now I can light an old gold for a treat instead of a treatment. And listen to Meet Me at Parkey's. Hollywood, California, the makers of Old Gold cigarettes, the treasure of them all, invite you to meet me at Parkey's. So come along to Parkey's Restaurant and say hello to Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra, Martha Tilton, Sheldon Leonard, Elliot Lewis, Leo Cleary, and our genial host, the star of our Old Gold show, Park Your Carcass!
Yeah, but I had a wonderful Christmas. Never got so many beautiful things. Oh, my, must have got at least 5 or 6 Christmas cards. Wonderful. And that is for some beautiful present that I got this gorgeous painting what Frank Elliott has given me. I know what this is, must be a very valuable painting because he's come out of his home and he's used for to be a millionaire. Let me for to see where I could hang it. I think what I'll hang it over the cash register. That should be a good place everybody could see it there. Where's my hammer? And now I need a good strong nail. Here. Now, let me for to hold this painting up. I guess what this will look good if I hang it right here. There. Oh. Now, that looks nice. Now, I think that I made it a little high. It should be lower. Got to pull that nail out here. Leave such a big hole in that wall. Oh, well, holes or no holes, important for to hang this picture just right. Don't like to spoil that wall, though. I think what I'll put the nail a little lower here. Here. Guess what this is will be just tight. There, that's good. No. Think what it should be a little lower than that yet. Yes. Yes, about 2 inches lower. There, that is the place. There, now let me for to hang the picture out there. Ah, that is fine, yeah. Looks nice. Call Martha here. Martha!
Yes, Parky?
I hung up the painting with Frank Elliott to send you.
Oh, it's beautiful, Parky, yes. But you hung it too low. It should be much higher.
Higher? You know, I had it higher and I made it lower.
Oh, no, it definitely should be higher.
Should be higher, huh? Okay, I'll put out the nail and make it higher. Oh, my, I'm sure be mocking up these walls. How's this, Martha?
Oh, that looks good.
Okay. Yeah, how's that?
It's better, but yeah. I think it could stand being even higher.
Higher? Okay, I'll make it higher. So how high is this before I hammer the nail in now?
That looks just about right.
Okay. Yeah, you're right, Martha. It does look better higher.
Yes, but, Parky, I think it could be a little higher yet.
Even higher than that?
Just a wee bit.
Okay. Say, Martha, look, do I be putting the nail in high enough now?
Parky, that's perfect.
Okay. Yeah, you're right, Martha. It does look better there.
You know, Parky, that looks like it might be a very valuable painting.
Well, I could tell you one thing, Martha. If Frank Elliott has got this painting in his house, then I know it's a good one because he has only liked only nice things.
Well, that was the Frank Elliott who came back to spend Christmas with you this year, wasn't it, Parky?
That's his the one, yes. You know, he has went in the donut-making business and made $2 million, and he made it the hard way, too. $1 million at a time, yes. And then, Martha, he has lost all his money, had for to sell everything. Only thing what he saved was a few paintings what he gave to some of his friends. That is how I'm happy for to get this one, you know. Oh, he loves paintings, yeah. Mostly beautiful women, you know. Collects them. I mean the paintings, not the women. Oh, sure knows all about paintings. That, yeah.
Well, I guess he's a connoisseur.
No, he's a Lithuanian. Yes. He comes from wonderful people.
No, what I meant was that he must have a great collection of rare paintings.
Rare paintings? Well, he had the rarest painting in the world. You've seen a million pictures of Whistler's mother?
Yes.
He had the only picture of Whistler's father. That's rare.
Well, this painting he gave you, Parky, is really beautiful.
Yes.
Oh, here's the title on this little brass plate.
Yes.
Lambs Gambling on the Green.
Yes, Lambs Gambling on the Green. I think what it was painted in Las Vegas. Yes. Beautiful, isn't it?
It sure is.
Yes.
But I can't stand here admiring it all day. I've got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, that should be a beautiful picture. That was some Christmas present.
Hiya, Parky.
Oh, hello, Hoppy. How do you like my painting?
Say, that's nice.
Yes.
But, Parky, ain't you got it hung too high?
Too high?
Well, sure, it ought to be lower.
Lower? You know, I had it lower. Martha said put it higher. Maybe you're right, Hoppy. I'll make it lower. Where's that hammer? Oh, here it is. How's this, Hoppy?
Oh, that looks good.
Rocky. Yeah. That just look good to me.
You know something, Parker? Now that I look at it, it should be even lower than that. In fact, a whole lot lower.
A whole lot lower?
Yeah.
If I make it a whole lot lower, it'll be on the floor.
Well, look at the picture. It's lambs eating grass, ain't it?
Yes.
Well, did you ever see grass growing on the ceiling?
No, I didn't.
Well, make it lower, brother. Make it lower.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Should be lower, yes. Oh, my. How's this, Hoppy?
Oh, that's perfect, Parky.
Yeah, yes, you're right, Hoppy. That is perfect. You know, it's important for to get a painting like that for to be just right. Sure was very nice of Frank to give me that painting. Don't you think so?
Yeah, well...
Say, incidentally, Hoppy, thanks very much for your Christmas present, too. That was a wonderful thing what you give me. A half a gallon of perfume. Yes.
Did you really like it, Parker?
Sure did.
You know, that's good stuff.
Don't got to tell me it's good stuff. Seen the price right on the jug, 75 cents.
Hey, tell me, what about the odor of that perfume, Parker?
Oh, I don't mind the odor. I found out a way how I could kill it. All I got to do is sprinkle DDT all over the place. Hey, Hoppy, you think that painting is really looks good where it is? I mean, don't you think it maybe should be a little higher?
Higher?
Yes.
If anything, I'd make it lower.
Lower?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess what you maybe you're right. I think what I'll make it lower. Oh, my.
And now for a treat instead of a treatment. Old Gold singing star Martha Tilton sings Connecticut.
I know a spot peaceful and fair. I'd be so happy if I were there. No matter where I chance to be, Connecticut is the place for me. Miss every lake, miss every hill. Even in dreams I think of them still. And when you see them, you'll agree, Connecticut is the place to be. Village greens and childhood scenes are things that I remember, yeah. Land and moonlit stream, how close to heaven can you get? Nights full of stars, hearts full of joy, paradise for a girl and a boy. I guess it suits me to a T. Connecticut is the place for me to be. Connecticut is the place for me. Sounds like a great day for a late date with a maid waiting just for you. And every male guy is a Yale guy through and through. And in the manner of old Montana and Indiana, it's great. The nights are longer, the men are stronger, so linger longer and wait, 'cause it's a great, 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 great day. Connecticut suits me to a T. Connecticut. Connecticut is the place for me.
All you need to enjoy an Old Gold cigarette is your sense of pleasure. So why should we tell you that Old Gold's got AAA on its report card and a cigarette laboratory test? Why should we bedazzle you with medical claims and business about throat irritation when it's your sense of pleasure we're appealing to? So try, just try an Old Gold and let your senses tell you that this is the most enjoyable cigarette you ever put between your lips. Listen. Old Golds are the finest blend of the finest tobaccos money can buy. Made by folks with nearly 200 years in quality tobaccos behind them. Think of that. 200 years of learning all the little and big secrets in tobaccos. 200 years of knowledge and skill, all bent to one goal. To give you a cigarette that's absolutely the last word in rich, mellow, deep smoking enjoyment. By all means, take care of yourself and your throat and everything else, but listen. We're talking about your sense of pleasure now. And that's why we say to you, anytime you want to smoke for the grand fun of it, anytime you want a treat instead of a treatment, treat yourself to a pack of Old Golds.
Yeah, I could stand and look at this painting all day. It's beautiful. Just look at those peaceful little lamps. What beautiful colors. That grass is looks so real. Any minute I expect a gopher to come up. Oh, it's beautiful. It really is. Yes.
Pardon me, lady.
Lady?
Oh, I hope you'll excuse me. I'm so nearsighted.
Guess what? You must be nearsighted if I look like a lady to you.
Maybe you can help me.
Yes?
I'm looking for my brother-in-law. His name is Hipple. H-I-P-P-L-E.
Hipple. Yeah, I don't think what there's nobody by Hipple around here.
Oh, there has to be.
Yes?
I know he works in this drugstore.
Yes. Drugstore? This is not being a drugstore. This is be a restaurant.
Oh, a restaurant?
Yes.
Must have gone into the wrong place.
Yes.
You see, I'm so nearsighted.
Yes. The drugstore about 6 blocks down the street.
6 blocks?
Yes.
That's quite a walk, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
These blocks are awful long here in San Diego.
Yes. San Diego? This is not be San Diego. This is be Los Angeles.
Los Angeles?
Yes.
What do you know? I got on the wrong bus. Oh. Well, as long as I'm here, I'll buy some stamps. I see you sell postage stamps.
Yes. Postage stamps? Well, where do you see postage stamps?
Isn't that a postage stamp you got stuck up there on the wall?
No. That's not been a postage stamp. That's a painting. A friend of mine has given me that for Christmas.
A painting?
Yes.
Well, let me get closer to it.
Yes.
Hey, that's a funny title for a painting.
What?
No sale.
You're looking at the cash register. That is the painting up there. No sale.
Oh, that is a beautiful painting.
Yes.
But what is it supposed to represent?
Yes.
I mean, those three old men with white beards sitting on the pool table.
No, that's not being a three old men with beards sitting on a pool table. That's his lambs gambling on the green, you see.
Oh, you'll have to pardon me. I'm so nearsighted.
Yes.
But I can see one thing, though.
You could? What's that?
You got the painting hung too low.
Too low?
Oh, sure. Yes. It should be at least 3 feet higher.
3 feet higher?
Definitely. It should be right up here, level with my chin.
That's my chin.
Of course, it must be. I know I shaved this morning.
Yes. Think what it should be higher, huh? Maybe you're right. I think what I'll make it higher. I guess right here. Oh, there. How's that looks now?
Where is it?
you know something? Nearsighted or not, that painting is does look better a little higher.
Well, if it ain't my old friend, Mr. Pakiakakis, am I correct?
Yes, Mr. Sarkis. Hey, I'm done seeing you around in a couple, 2-3 days.
Yeah, I know. I've been busy. Yes? Got a wonderful new business.
No.
Called the Christmas Present Eggs and Change Bureau.
Christmas Present Eggs and Change Bureau?
Yeah.
What is that?
Well, we eggs and change Christmas presents for people. Let me give you an example.
Go ahead. Give me an example.
Yes. Okay. Now, every year, yes, everybody gets a lot of Christmas presents that they cannot use at all. They are absolutely Ulysses.
Ulysses?
Yeah.
Well, I'll grant you that, yes.
Now, nobody never gives nothing that's practical.
Practical?
Yeah. Now, that is where my business comes in.
Yes.
The people, they bring me all them Ulysses gifts, see? Yes. Like, sweaters and slippers and watches and radios. And I exchange them for stuff that is practical.
Yes.
Like, deep-sea diving helmets. Maybe totem poles, toboggan chutes, luminous sundials.
Luminous sundials?
Yeah.
What good is a luminous sundial?
You use it to tell time at night.
Well, that sounds practical, yes, yes.
Why, sure. Yes. Now, have you got any Christmas gifts that you would like to exchange? For instance, if you got a silly thing like, a diamond ring or something like that.
Yes.
Well, I would be glad to exchange it for you for a hand-painted tie.
You would?
Yes, sir.
What kind of an exchange is that? I give you a diamond ring and you give me a hand-painted tie. A diamond ring is worth 1,000 times as much as a hand-painted tie.
Not the hand-painted tie I got, brother.
No.
This one is shellac.
I don't think what I got, no Christmas presents, what I would like for the eggs and strands.
Okay.
Now, the only thing that I have that I really couldn't use is, Oppie, is give me a bottle of perfume, you know. Don't be too crazy about the odor.
Let me exchange it for you.
Yes.
Yes, sir, I got a swell bottle of perfume in this morning.
You did?
Uh-huh. Ever hear of that perfume called Surrender?
Surrender?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
This one is called Give Up.
Give Up?
Yeah. Made out of crushed flowers.
Oh. What kind of crushed flowers?
Higher stinks.
Now, Mr. Sharp, thank you very much. I think that I'll rather keep the perfume what Duffy is giving.
Okay.
So how do you like that gorgeous painting that my friend Frank Elliott is giving?
Oh, hey, that looks real nice.
You know, everybody's been making me crazy with hanging that picture.
Yeah.
I had to lower and Martha says, make it higher, so I made it higher, you know. Then Oppie comes in and says, make it lower. I had to make it lower.
Mm-hmm.
And a nearsighted man has come in and told me for to make it higher again, see? So I made it higher. But it looks good there, don't it?
Yeah. The height is perfect.
I'm glad of that, yes.
Yeah, there ain't nothing wrong with the height.
I know, it looks fine there.
Should be moved over to the left a little bit.
Moved over to the left?
Yeah, it's off balance.
You know, I could see that now.
Sure.
Yeah, it should be moved over a little bit. Where's the hammer? Look at that wall there. Yeah, how's that?
Got to go over at least another foot.
Another foot, huh?
Yeah, about 8 inches. Then, you see, then the light will hit it just right.
Yeah, all right, I'll move it over another foot. There, how's that? Is that be over far enough?
Yeah, that's just right now.
Yeah, I'm glad of that, yes.
Yeah, but now that you moved it over, you should be lowered about 6 inches.
6 inches lower?
Yeah, sure.
Look, Mr. Sharp, now I am mixed up more than what I ever was before. You know, I'm beginning for to wish that I never got that painting. That is starting for to become a nuisance.
It is?
Yes.
Well, let me exchange it for you.
No, I don't want you to exchange it. Goodbye, Mr. Sharp.
Well, I was just trying to help you. Goodbye, Mr. Park, you cut.
Here's another treat instead of a treatment. Old Gold presents Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra, playing Zippity Doodah. a time in every cigarette smoker's life when he wants to smoke just for the fun of it, the pleasure of it. No nonsense about laboratory tests or throat irritation. Just good, solid smoking enjoyment. That's what you want. All right, a suggestion. Just try a pack of Old Gold cigarettes. There's a smoothness and fragrant mellowness in Old Golds that just make you close your eyes and sigh. Ah, yes, you enjoy a downright miracle of taste and flavor as you put this cigarette to your lips, as you draw in gently and let the rich, mellow smoke float luxuriously over your tongue. So just try an Old Gold, and then you'll join in saying, anytime you want a treat instead of a treatment, treat yourself to Old Golds. Ask for them at your tobacco counters. Look for them in the cigarette vending machines.
You say the interior decorator is on the way over, Parky?
Yeah, Martha, everybody's got me so mixed up. Tell me, put that painting higher, lower, to the left, to the right. I decided for the caller an interior decorator. Let him to hang that painting. I looked in the phone book. I found a decorator by the name of Patu.
Patu?
Yes.
That sounds familiar. What's his first name?
Poo-Poo Patu.
Oh, I've heard about him, Parky. He's supposed to be excellent.
I heard that.
But I can't understand why you want to go to the expense of hiring a decorator just to hang a painting.
Well, how much could he charge me, Martha? $2-3, and it'll be worth that to me, because then I know the picture will be hung in exactly the right place. I better see what this gentleman is wants, yeah? Yes, sir, could I help you?
Je do. I'm Patu.
Oh, you're Patu. How do you do?
Yes. Someone phoned and asked me to come over.
Yes, that was me. You see, I got this painting for Christmas. I'd like for you for to hang it just in the right spot.
How dare you ask me to lend my name to the hanging of that painting?
Oh, no, that painting is supposed for to be a very valuable one, you know.
I'm not talking about the painting. The painting is exquisite. But the color of it is predominantly green.
Yes.
And look at the color of your wall, the background.
Yes.
Pale vermilion.
What is wrong with pale vermilion?
What's wrong?
Yes.
Why, it just clashes, that's all.
Clashes, huh?
Definitely. Before we do a single thing, we'll have to restyle all your walls.
Restyle all the walls?
Yes, so that we'll have an harmonious blend.
What is that, a harmonious blend? What is that?
I mean that the picture and the background.
Yes.
In fact, all of the surroundings should tie in together.
Yes.
Now, just look at that painting.
Yes.
It features little lambs, doesn't it,
Yes, it does. Yes.
Then we've got to blend our background with the little lambs.
Oh, I see.
Now, let me see.
Yes.
What goes with lambs?
Mint jelly?
No. Wool. That's it.
Wool?
We'll cover all your walls in pure wool.
You'll cover all the walls in pure wool?
Yes. And fortunately, I have enough wool.
Yes?
I've been knitting 17 afghans.
Say, tell me, Mr. Patu, is that wool wall's going for to be expensive?
Expensive?
Yes.
I'm not interested in the cost, my good friend.
No?
I never let expense interfere with my art.
Oh.
What we are after primarily is an artistic effect, aren't we?
Yes, I guess what we are.
Then let's not get into a tizzy about the money, shall we?
I guess what you're right. The main thing what I want is to get that painting hung perfectly, you see.
Well, don't worry about that, my dear fellow. After all, that's my business.
Yes.
We decorate his hang painting scientifically.
You do.
It's all measured down to the hundredth part of an inch.
Yes.
So that when our painting is finally hung, we know that it's in exactly the exact spot it should be in.
Yes.
And that is determined by using calipers, micrometers, and the slide rule.
You know, I could see just by talking to you that you know your business.
Fine.
Yes.
I can scarcely wait until we start putting the wool on the walls.
Yes.
I can just hear those needles going clickety-clack. Now, just one question.
Yes?
In making the wool background, do you prefer drop stitching or purling?
Drop stitching or purling?
Mm-hmm.
Drop stitching sounds nice.
Very well. We'll start dropping immediately.
Thank you.
Oh, my, now that Mr. Patou has put out those wool walls, that painting is really shows up. See, it was fascinating just for him to walk to the way he was working there, the way what he hung that painting, the way how he measured it, for to give it just exactly in the right spot. Yeah, it makes a difference when a professional hangs a picture. Yeah, it really shows up good now. It should look good. Cost me $722 for the work. Oh, well, you only live once.
Parky?
Oh, hello, Mr. Gilmore.
Say, this place looks different, Parky. What have you done in here?
I had all the walls covered in wool here, you see.
Yeah. Say, where'd you ever get that idea?
No, that don't be my idea. Big decorator is do that, you know. Oh. You see, he wanted for to make a nice background for that painting up there that I got for Christmas.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Say, that sure is a beautiful painting, isn't it, Parky?
Yeah, it is. Looks gorgeous, doesn't it?
Yeah, but, yeah. Parky, don't you think you hung it too high?
Too high! Off of him! Ladies and gentlemen, at this time I would like to thank you for the many thousands of fine letters commenting on our school teachers and post office employees' broadcasts. And we hope to have more to say on these subjects as we go along. And in the new year, all of us here hope that all of you get everything you wish for yourselves. Good night.
Meet Me at Parkey's is written by Hal Simberg and Parker Carson. This is Art Gilmore saying good night for Old Gold.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.